Well, from a best to another bizarre, Sophie, what have you got in your museum you'd like to volunteer that's particularly bizarre?
Yes, so I'd like to volunteer the pediscope. Has anyone heard of a pediscope before? Oh.
One or two people nodding knowingly.
People nodding. Yeah, a pediscope is also known as an X-ray fluoroscope. So they were found in shoe shops across the US, the UK, South Africa. If you're of a certain age, they were in shops from around the late 1920s to 1970s. And they offered people in shoe shops trying on your shoes a live X-ray view of your toes inside your shoes to see if they fit properly.
Could you see the bones and stuff in your foot?
Yes. What would happen is it's about 4 feet tall. It's clad in wood, and you would step up onto a little ledge and put your feet in. And you would then look down a gaze hole at the top, and the operator would look down another one on the side, and your mum or dad or whoever was with you would look down one on the other side. And you'd all look down, and they'd press a big button, and you get a live X-ray of your toes in your shoes. Apparently, you could also see the stitching around your shoes, and you're meant to wiggle your toes to see if there was enough room.
Is this not sort of the cynic in me is saying this is some kind of dodgy sales ploy because they'll sell more shoes because you'll come back 3 weeks later for an extra pair of shoes for the two new legs you've grown because of the X-ray exposure?
Yes, I think my favourite one is, I'm actually going to get the year. So it was 1957 before the UK actually said that you shouldn't do this more than 12 times a year.
That's a lot of pairs of shoes, isn't it?
Yeah, so obviously some people who were very into their shoes, but I think the greater concern was of the people that were operating these machines in shoe shops day in and day out.
Because they were getting a reasonable dose of X-rays then, weren't they? When did we finally get these things removed from shops?
So they were never actually banned in the UK. So they were banned in the US in 1953. But as I said, it wasn't until 1957 that the UK actually put out a warning about them. And then they were found in shoe shops up through the 1970s.
I think I even remember, because I'm of a sufficient vintage to have had probably my early pairs of shoes. I think I remember this. So you've got one in your museum. Does it work? Have you had a go with it?
I think this is another good example of don't try this at home.
We did ask you to bring it in, but you said it's rather large because it's a huge, great thing, isn't it? You said it's 4 feet, but you weren't referring to feet on your legs. It's a tall thing.
No, it's quite a tall machine. It was made in St. Albans down in England. They're quite pretty, actually, to look at. So it's on the top floor of our museum if you want to go have a nosy. But it's clad in wood. It looks very, very nice. And obviously made a shoe shop experience quite an important, exciting one, for even more so for small children.